sorry. I've got a wine.
Well, we start this podcast with Anna knocking over a drink. I'm also just going to move this can of pop away from the microphone. I told you about this.
I know.
You and drinks are deadly.
I'm so bad.
I took Anna out in my new car a number of months ago, and she spilled coffee in it on the first time.
And she said to me, move the coffee off the table so you don't spill it, and I've just spilled it on the floor.
Well, what a way to start the podcast, all about drinks. Whilst Anna mops away under the table, we will play the music and discuss and ponder the question, could what you're drinking be sabotaging your weight loss without you even realising? We have a quiz. Get your pen and paper. Anna is exhausted. She's still mopping. We'll play the ukuleles.
How fitting, I spilled a drink in our podcast about drink.
It is very interesting. Yes, I'm laughing inside. I feel like I'm going to hold this.
Put it over there.
Put it. I mean, look, you can already see there's coffee stains on the floor from somebody else spilling. And
but I just used a makeup removing wipe.
Wow, thanks.
There you go, you've got no coffee and it smells very clean.
Sorry. How are you? What's going on? It's Monday. Welcome to Slim World Podcasts. I'm Claire and she is...
Calamity Jane.
No, she's Anna. She's a consultant. I'm a member. We're sponsored by Slimming World. And we put out a new episode every Monday. Please subscribe or follow us so that you get the new episodes. They come up in your feed automatically. This is a podcast which is free. You don't have to be a Slimming World member. This is just our experiences, our advice, our lessons that we've learned from doing the plan. And we adopt it with a sense of madness and curiosity.
And we're not doctors.
And we're not doctors or healthcare professionals. So we always say, go check out. If you're not sure about anything, go and check out with a professional. So the thing that we've been looking at over the last few weeks, we've talked about new food. We've talked about treating things as day one. We had your listeners' questions last week. We've talked about all kinds of different things, haven't we? But something which is never on a food diary is what you drink.
Wetting your whistle. Yes, totally. I think as a consultant, I always ask my members when they're doing a food diary to write down their drinks, because it's sometimes something I really notice. I'm like, oh my God, you haven't had a drink in 7 days. You're all right. But I think because there's not an actual section for drinks, people don't clock to think about it, do they?
Yeah. And we've kind of started to realise, haven't we, some of the things that, you know, I've started asking a little bit more in coffee shops. Well, what type of milk are you putting in my coffee? Can I see the packet before you put it in? And looking for those little hidden sections that could really be sabotaging you.
Yeah, because we didn't realize, do we, like, you and I, you don't because you're vegan, but I just because I like it, I don't drink, I wouldn't have cow's milk in a coffee at a coffee shop. I go for something else, and we were stupidly taking it thinking it was a healthy extra.
We
perhaps
thought it was a healthy extra. And actually, when we looked at it, the almond, the oat, the coconut milk, it wasn't the unsweetened version.
No.
It had sugars in, and therefore it wasn't a healthy extra.
Yeah.
So those small things that happen. And you know, whilst we don't drink, we have also done Slimming World as drinkers. So
as heavy drinkers.
Yeah, so we've learned to kind of try and manipulate the system and get around it and do all those tweaks. We did the whole swap wine and cider for gin and vodka, all that kind of stuff. And we're starting to notice that actually there are more and more different brands and the things that can kind of trip you up, right?
Yes.
So we've devised a you know, magical, mythical, made-up person and her a day in the life of her, and we have a quiz for you.
Yeah, we've got our friend with us, haven't we? And she's been on a little bit of a drinking binge on her day, hasn't she? And it's not been very much alcohol.
Well, we say drinking binge because to me that makes me think, yeah, it's like,
yeah,
oh, she's been on it. So we're going to come to her in a second, but I kind of thought, like, you know, listening to Anna's wise words, I was like, I just want to go and see. I'm going to go on the new app.
Yes.
Go in the features and I'm just going to write the word drinks into the search bar.
What came up first? Wine?
actually, yeah, let's see. The first thing that came up, there was 96 results. And the first one was your good Good Guide.
Oh, interesting.
And then it also talked about things like how your favourite tipples measure up. Because one of the things that we always talk about when we do swim was like, right, how can I still drink? How can I still eat chocolate and cake and lose weight?
Yeah.
Like, we all want to do that that way, right? But then also what was quite interesting in here is it like talked about like summer drinks recipes. It talked about staying on track in coffee shops, ways to enjoy water. And then it also had links, because obviously Simmold, I didn't know this as a member. I've only known this since we started doing the podcast with them, about the partnerships that they have. So like the Association of UK Dietitians.
She says she's not been drinking. I think that's vodka in her.
That's hard. I mean, spelling the word dietitians is very difficult. And then also the British Nutrition Foundation, and I didn't realize that at the bottom of some of their articles they have links for more information to official partners, and this is where I was like, dude,
is this your geek out heaven?
Yeah.
Okay, were you like in like a pleasure of all pleasures?
Well, I was like, I'm ready to hit you with some stats.
Oh, Claire, if you're new to the podcast, give Claire a little research project and give her an ability to find a stat, and she is like in seventh heaven.
So
hit me up, baby.
70% of our hydration comes from what we drink. 30% actually comes from our food.
Wow.
So if you want to up it, you can have more like soups and stews, things like that.
Nice.
The water makes up obviously a massive proportion of our body. So on average, 60% of body weight in men is water, and 50 to 55% is water in women.
Is that because we're smaller than men?
We have a higher percentage of body fat.
So unfair.
We got boobs and we got bum.
We got bums, yeah.
Even like dehydrating by just 1% can have negative effects on mental and physical function.
Your brain function.
Like if you're struggling to concentrate, then go smash some water, because it could be as simple as that. What I also thought was quite interesting, I always thought that I'd heard like, and this is where I need to go read a little bit more, but tea and coffee. Sometimes I found like if you're thirsty, people had said to me, don't go and necessarily drink tea and coffee because that
doesn't... They're diuretics.
Yeah. But it talked about how older people need to have a bit more water. And tea and coffee is one of the ways that they try and get older people to get more water in.
Yeah, because they know it's palatable, yeah.
Yeah, so here's what we're meant to. It's the wrong phrase, but water per day.
Our recommendations.
Men, 2,000 millilitres, and women, 1,600 millilitres.
Oh, wow.
1,600 millilitres.
So 1.6 litres.
Yeah, pregnant women are meant to have an extra 300 millilitres per day.
Do you know, it's very interesting. When I was pregnant, the thirst I had was insane. Yeah.
And actually, women who are breastfeeding after birth, an extra 600 to 700 millilitres per day. So I thought that was quite interesting. But it was talking about how like common household measures kind of factor in. So like a medium-sized glass of water is about 200 millilitres.
Right.
And then most of us don't drink cups of tea, do we? We actually drink mugs, right? So a mug of water, liquid, is 250 mil.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty interesting. And obviously, if you're exercising, then you need to be drinking extra water because you're going to be sweating it out.
Yeah.
So that was it was quite a little interesting journey. And they are links that you can find on that, you know, at the bottom of the Slimming World blogs, and just really simple things like, you know, cucumber, mint, making your water a little bit sexier.
I like orange in mine, bit of fresh watermelon too.
Yeah, there's all those kind of like what do you call them?
The infusions.
That's it. Yeah. You get tea bags as well.
I've got them. You couldn't see your hand gesture then. It was a very interesting hand gesture, but I knew what you meant. How weird's that?
Thanks for that. Thanks for, you know, embarrassing me on the
podcast. Oh, you've done far more embarrassing things than that, chicken.
So the little quiz that we had, I think...
We were shocked, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were.
I'm actually still shocked because we've got a whiteboard and a blue pen. Other colours are available.
I would, if I was blackboarding, always blue or black. Never red. Really? Red shouts.
So I've got orange and green here.
Oh, okay.
But so anyway, get a pen and paper, right? And sometimes I like So I guess as a consultant, but I'm a bit biased with Anna. Anna likes doing a quiz. She gets us with the paper plates and how much you think this is and what would you put? And then
I think you learn visually though, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Because it does two things. It makes you question your knowledge about healthy extras. Mm. And it makes you think about measuring. It makes you think about how much you really know about SINs off the top of your head and how much, like, and get your app out and your book to look.
We had to check this all on our book, didn't we, in our app?
Well, yeah, that's because we don't want to be giving out wrong information.
Yeah, but would we have, if we, like, we were thinking, when we get to it, we thought of something else and it was lower SINs, wasn't it? We were shocked. Yeah. We'd been overestimating.
Okay.
Anyway, should we get to it?
I'm just going to pull in a little bit of music, okay? Like some calm music to kind of get us in the zone. Just kind of like imagine the scene, okay? Today, joining us on the podcast is Kez.
Hi, Kez.
Kez is 34. She's single. She's head of IT at a reasonably well-known university.
Yeah.
Lives the city life. You know, likes to occasionally go out drinking with her girls. Just, you know, she works in an office, full-time, standard hours. And she's been doing Slimming World for, what, a few years?
It's not a great deal of time. I think it's about 2 years, 4 months.
Yeah, but the weight loss. She's doing great on a weight loss. She knows the plan, right? She knows how to food optimise. Yeah. 3 stone, 3 pound loss.
Incredible.
It is, isn't it? She's working towards her 4 stone loss target. So this is the final bit, and she knows it. She knows what she needs to do. She gets her meals ready. She knows where she needs to go for her lunches, and she's able to resist temptations in the office.
Yeah.
If there's free cake, Kez isn't interested. She's bought her speedy food snacks. So let's step into the world of Kez. It's a Wednesday morning. It's a grey, wintry day. Kez has had her 7 hours sleep. Have I taken it too far?
Do you know what it is? It's the she's had her 7 hours sleep.
Anyway, the alarm goes off and Kez gets up. And she planned what her breakfast is going to be in her food diary. Kez is having a cup of coffee, instant coffee. She's got cereal and berries for breakfast. She's got a splash of semi-skimmed milk in her coffee. And then she has about 200 mils-ish using this glass that she normally uses for her milk into her cereal. So let's just pause. How much do you think, liquid-wise, she is using SINs or healthy extra in that section? Get your pen, paper, write down coffee with a splash of milk and 200 mils-ish of semi-skimmed milk in her cereal. Where are we at right now? Are there SINs? Are there not SINs? Are there healthy extra? That's where we're at. She then heads to the office. She cycles to the office.
She's ad-libbing here.
She cycles to the office because she's been working towards her bronze body magic. I'm making this. Anyway, when she's at the office, a lovely, wonderful colleague says, you look like you could have a cup of tea. Let me make you a cup of tea. And she's like, sure, it's a busy day. I'll take you a cup of tea. Thing is, the cup of tea, she doesn't know which milk has been used.
No.
And she doesn't know how much.
No.
So we've got to assume possibly, you know, we know. She's kind of like, yeah, it's probably okay. I don't really need to think about it. But
we know different.
We want you to write down worst case scenario. What do you think that could be?
Is he like my hubby? Does he pour half the pint of milk in? You know what I mean? Or a bit stingy like my mother-in-law? Makes it so the spoon can stand up.
Yeah.
Not calling my mother-in-law stingy, by the way, just with the milk in it.
Snacks-wise, she's got Speedy Melon.
Oh, she's all good.
Yeah, she's all good. So then lunchtime comes and there's a popular food stand that's a little bit out the way. A little walk just to get some air. It's a jacket potato stand. Nice, big, free food jacket potato. Leave the butter, mate.
Yep.
Get
no
the
cheese.
Beans.
Yeah.
Yep, leave the cheese off. She's got beans. And then she gets a can. Now, they haven't got the usual diet variety of her can, so she ends up getting given, she's already paid for it, but they give her the full fat version of cola.
Oh, seething.
Absolutely mad. But she drinks it because, you know, she's
thirsty?
Yeah.
She needs to wash her jacket spot down?
Yeah. So, you know, has that cost her sins? Or has it not? If it has, how many sins would that be?
Yeah.
In the afternoon, the colleagues, they had a big breakout meeting, and to kind of get them through the meeting, somebody goes on a coffee run to a popular nearby coffee chain house.
Yeah. Chain house?
Chain...
house.
Coffee house. House. Coffee chain house. I digress. Kez says, I'll have an almond latte because that sounds pretty healthy, right? And she could probably use the almond milk as a healthy extra egg, surely.
Surely.
Right? Surely.
She born that.
Yeah. She gets a medium almond latte from a popular coffee chain. She, in her mind, she's like, that's not any sins. But do you think differently?
Yeah.
Could it be sins? How many sins do you think it would be? Medium takeaway.
Takeaway is key.
Hmm. Throughout the day, she took her water bottle with her.
Good, remembered.
Yeah, you know, you drink more water, it helps boost your weight loss.
Yeah.
2 litre water bottle, this is, right? And in the morning, because she doesn't always like drinking water on its own, she put a little bit of squash in.
Yeah.
So it is the high juice squash. But what she hasn't seen is it's actually full sugar.
Sugar plum fairies.
Right, so... it's
she's
not
got
just
2 litres of it.
2 litres, so that's 4 times 250 mil. So how many sins has she actually been having? She doesn't know this, obviously. She thinks it's all sin-free, right? Because it's squash. Squash is free, it's water.
How bad could it be?
It's all good. So just have a look at, like, you know, actually, 4 times 250 mil, high juice, full sugar. What could that be? She goes home. It's been a great day at work. She's cooking a tea before she's going out.
She's hydrated, that's for sure.
She's hydrated, absolutely, yeah. For tea, she's having a lentil dal, because lentil's full of protein. You know, she's got a bit of her vegetables going and all this.
She got any okra in it?
Okra, maybe she's got okra.
Yeah.
Absolutely, she's going for the full...
full Monty.
Full Monty in symbols. And for the... instead of putting a tin of coconut light, she actually uses... coconut drink, which you can use for your healthy extra A, right?
Yeah.
So she puts in 400 mil of this coconut drink.
So you could take as your healthy extra A. It's classified like, you can't call it a milk, can you?
No, they call it coconut drink is what you type in.
But it's not like the tin of coconut milk.
No. Right. It's, you know, it's...
in a carton.
Yes, in a carton. And so she puts that in. So, you know, it's about 100 mil... per portion that she's using, but in her mind it's fine because she switched to the coconut drink, so it'll be fine, surely it'll be healthy extra A. Problem is, she hasn't quite seen there's something missing on the carton, and her version is not the unsweetened version. So is that sins? Can she call it healthy extra A, or can she not call it healthy extra A?
Can she shoehorn it in with her almond latte and skimmed milk for breakfast? Semi skimmed milk for breakfast.
So then she goes and gets glammed up. She gets her nails did and does her hair, curls her hair while she's putting a lentil dal on. And she goes out to go meet her girlfriends in the bar. They're just having, you know, they're not eating. They're just going. And in her mind, she's like, I haven't had any sins today. I've absolutely food optimised, right? I've had my healthy extra A's. I've had my healthy extra B. I have done a bit of body magic. I am going to go and have 2 double gins and slimline tonic with my girls tonight and just chill out. Deserve it.
Yes.
Right?
All
so,
in control, all written down.
Yeah. So 2 double gins. How many sins is that? And then slimline tonic, right? We discover that she hasn't seen... that actually, she hasn't asked which brand of slimline tonic is it that they put in her glass. And it's actually a brand which isn't free.
It's in a fancy glass bottle.
It's a 500ml bottle. And she has the whole bottle in each of her drinks. So 2 times 500ml bottles. How many sins is that, which she doesn't even realise?
Because she's only had the gin.
She's only had the gin.
Gin and slim.
She's had two, you know, double gins. She's fine. She's got the sins. She's all good. So that is the day. And then she goes home and she munches on, I don't know.
Carrot sticks. Carrot sticks. Homemade slim and mod hummus.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's on it.
She's on it. And she goes to bed and she's happy with herself. And her food diary looks absolutely on point. Her meals are on point. Her snacks are on point. She's been drinking water. She's done body magic. Boom. Kez is nailing it.
Or Kez isn't nailing it.
So if you wish to pause and just work out, you know, work out what you need to add up, what you think, what it might be, go for it, yeah? Now we're going to reveal the truth about what Kez really had. And it is absolutely shocking.
I feel like we need some dark music.
It's like the sugar that is hiding in things that we don't even realise. Especially drinks. Like, I never have tea or coffee with sugar.
No.
Ever. Like, I know there will be people who listen now who have sweeteners and stuff, and that's what gets you through, and that's your sugar hit. But for even those that opt out of adding salt, of adding sugar, whoa. You are amazed by the amount of stuff that
you
is out there.
You were shocked when we added this up, weren't
you? I was horrified.
What did you think in your head that it would be?
I probably, you know, I would have done similar to her, where I would have said, okay, the coffee shop, almond latte, fine, you know, it's about there. A splash of milk in your coffee in the morning.
Oh,
it's probably like, you know, a dash, half a sin or something. The non-diet fizzy cola, I mean, it's been so long since I've had that.
I haven't, yeah.
I would have just said no, to be honest, or just giving it back or asked to swap it. But sometimes we're polite, right?
Yeah, totally.
I was shocked at actually how much that was. And then, like, wow, the squash, you know, sometimes we just kind of go for whatever's on offer, but we don't always kind of check. And you just think,
shocking.
Squash is basically water.
Yeah.
Like, what is that going to have a problem? And so to have 2 litres of it is like...
terrifying, isn't it?
So should we run through...
should we rip the plaster off?
Oh my goodness me. So if we remind ourselves, at breakfast, she had a coffee and some cereal and some berries. So the semi-skimmed milk,
easy
healthy extra A, is how much can you have for one
portion? For healthy extra A, 250 mils.
So probably with a coffee and the cereal, she's about there, isn't it?
Yeah, she's in a healthy, she's taking her A choice.
Like if she was measuring 250 mil and then put it on the cereal and then put a bit in the coffee and then whatever's left, then she's actually measuring.
And that's
it.
What we thought she's done.
Yeah, so we haven't really put any sins on her
breakfast. Just your healthy
breakfast.
Extra A, yeah.
We've said that's a portion, yeah. So then when you go to the office and the colleague offers to make a cup of tea and you don't know what type it is, it might be that that colleague has actually used full fat milk and a decent like couple of dashes. So that's 100 mil, is it?
Yeah, so it's about one and a half to 2 sins.
Yeah.
Without even thinking.
Exactly. So then, you know, my circumstance when I do that is I take my own milk and measure it and then I just keep adding it to my own coffee. So I ask for it black and then add my own coffees so that when it runs out I know I've run out.
Yeah, but if someone else is making it,
how
so
do you know
hard. You don't,
and there's no, you can't expect them to like go and measure
say,
it
Bob,
for
measure
you
measure me milk no
yeah
exactly.
Yeah, so that's 1.5 sins right there. Then we go the food stand and she gets given the full fat cola. 7.5 sins for a can. Are you kidding me? 330
mils. I know, it's mental, isn't it? And it's mental how it's just a drink and you think, oh, well, what would it matter? A couple of sins, it's fine. Inconsequential.
Yeah.
Versus something if you got the diet version that would be free.
7.5 sins. I mean, I kind of think how hard I squeeze in things like my chocolate or my cake or stuff like that. And like, that would break my heart to know that 9 sins have gone from a cup of tea and a can of Coke.
Yeah. That's like a crunchy almost, isn't it?
That's terrifying.
Isn't it?
Then we go to the afternoon coffee run. So the colleague goes and gets the almond latte medium takeaway from the coffee shop.
Have we learned something new today? I learned something new.
Yeah?
That the takeaway is more sins than the drinking. So they're not the same size. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Which I mean, I would never expected.
It's just one of those that you just have to check. And this is where I say, like, I started asking at my coffee shops, can you just show me the packaging?
Yeah.
Like, and some of them do have the unsweetened almond milk.
Yeah.
And that's great. That can
this
be a healthy extra.
Yeah.
Although they're not measuring it, are they? You're not really. And a latte means more milk.
So the way you could work it out is because of the size of the cup, they do give the information out. So you could work that out. But this milk is sweetened almond milk.
So it's not
a healthy extra.
Yeah. And she thought that she could kind of class it, surely,
as
a
choice.
Bit of a second. Healthy extra A.
Yeah, instead it's 5 sins.
5 sins. It's not a healthy extra A because it is the almond unsweetened. All it does is it just doesn't say the words unsweetened.
It explicitly has it. Or if it says like the barista version, which it normally does, it means that it's got the sweetener in.
So if we even stop there, she's had 14 sins
and doesn't even know.
Drink.
Yeah.
And then we talk about her water bottle. Mm. Wow. I was...
This got you, didn't it?
Horrified.
So what would you have thought?
You know, sometimes if you go to a pub and you say, can I just get a pint of orange squash or something? Mm. This is where this stuff comes in. I mean, I always go for no added sugar, so I probably wouldn't have gone for full fat sugar anyway. And we've worked out like both ways, but high juice, full fat sugar, like 250 mils of this is four sins. And she's had 2 litres. Obviously diluted, not just 250 mils.
That is two, but it's four sins per 250 mils diluted.
And that is 14 sins.
She's had an high juice.
Wow. And then we looked at like the high juice, no added sugar, and it's still one sin per 250 mils. So you're still having four sins.
Yeah. I'm not realising.
Give me like a popular small chocolate bar instead.
Exactly, like, and you imagine if you'd had 2 litres. So you imagine if you'd done two of those bottles while you're in work, even if it'd been the no added sugar squash.
So what you're putting in it?
The high juice, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I just think it's like don't panic on it too much. Just check in the app, and now with the barcode scanner, check before you buy it.
Just be mindful with the barcode scanner; it will give you the sins of the undiluted sugar version. So, don't. If you see a sin value attached to it, it's because it's the undiluted version.
Mm. So then lentil dal.
Yes.
Okay. I like doing a lentil dal. It's nice and warm, comforty. It's great for winter.
Cheap.
Coconut drink is something I kind of had looked at switching from the coconut milk in the tins, because the full fat one, oh my goodness me, that's a whole load of sins. Yeah. And the light one is also quite a few sins. And if you're really on it food optimizing, you're looking for ways to kind of
get around that,
cut that out. So coconut drink can be a healthy extra A if it's unsweetened.
Yeah.
And what she hasn't realised is she's bought a sweetened version, not an unsweetened. Sometimes they say no sugars, sometimes they say unsweetened. So she thinks it can be a healthy extra A to go on top of the almond latte she had earlier.
Work.
But it doesn't work that way.
And you can't swap and change and add them all together.
And so actually, you know, pulling this 400 millilitres of coconut drink is four sins, but we've been generous enough to say it's one sin per portion. So it's not the worst thing in the world, but again, it's these little things that can just, if you've only got 15 sins, less if you do an SP, then these small one sins can make a huge difference.
Definitely.
So there's a sin there, and it's not a healthy extra A. And then we talk about when she goes out with the girls, right?
Oh, this would make me cross.
So most of us are like, how can we squeeze the gin into our daily sin? So she's thinking, I've got 15 sins, I'm all good. She's forgot about the fact that it was a full-fat Coke.
Yeah.
And she's like, four double gins are going to get me that's going to be 16 sins.
Two double gins.
Sorry, two double gins. Jeez.
Just in case you got excited and you thought we changed the sins of gin. Four gins, so two doubles, yeah.
So a 35ml portion of gin is 3.5 sins.
Four sins.
Four tins.
Yeah.
So, goodness me, 35, 3.5.
It's been that long since she had a drink.
Yeah. So four sins for a single gin.
Yeah.
Double is going to be 8.
Yeah.
She's having 2 doubles, so that's 16.
Yeah.
So then that's like, she's like, hey, I've done body magic, used my healthy extras.
Yeah.
I'm good, right? What she doesn't realise is that the 500 milliliter slimline tonic bottle they've given her.
It says light, doesn't it?
It says light, but it's not.
Well, it's their light version is sinned.
So, and actually, that is four sins for a 500 milliliter bottle. So she's smashing 8 sins for 2 of these 500 milliliter bottles without even knowing.
Yeah, and she thinks, I've just done it within my sins, yeah?
So in the end, she actually has 24 sins instead of her thinking of doing 16.
Yeah.
So as you kind of go through this, you know, with the juice, the squash, that's like 14 sins. She's had a couple of coffee tea. It ends up being that we've totaled here anyway, that she has 53 sins
and
just on drinks.
And look at her food optimized day in terms of food. It's been great.
I'm genuinely like...
shocked.
What the hell?
So can you see, this is a really great illustration on, you might not think you need to do anything, but just these tiny things that might be creeping in. Take away the full fat cola and look, what that would take 7.5 off, how the other things you could do without having a clue.
Yeah, and that's where I think, like, the articles, actually, when you do go on the on the members section, what do you call this little bit?
Features,
there you go. Members features, which you do need to be a member to see. It has, like, the articles, like, cheers to summer drinks, how
really
to...
the features.
Yeah, how to ways to enjoy water, that just, like, kind of mix this, it up a little bit,
in
right?
In your food optimising book as well, there's a whole section on drinks and keeping hydrated and the free drinks that you can take.
Mm.
But it's the little things like checking brand names, checking when your interpretation of light isn't what their interpretation of it. So double check. If in doubt, check it out.
I think also the other thing is, I remember when we were drinking, after about 3 drinks, I'd have no idea.
Oh, you could put the fish tank in mine, yeah?
Like, you're writing it down the next day in your food diary, like, don't
guesstimation here, yeah. But how brilliant. Go through and give yourself, like, a reality check on your drinks. You could have the key to your weight loss going on there if it's stalled or you don't know what's going on and you just change a couple of these things. Healthy extras are the biggest thing I always urge members to look at.
That we're just cheating ourselves, really.
Yeah, we've all done it. Do you know what I mean? And actually, are you really measuring that milk and beet? Is it really a milk?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. See, the other thing, like, when it came to, like, the alcohol thing, I kind of felt like if I'm really going to lose 6 stone... I kind of have to make a choice.
Mm.
And that's my personal opinion. It's not, you know, you can make the plan work however you want it. But I knew that chocolate needed to be a part of my sins. And I could possibly let go of alcohol. But some people might be completely the other way around. Mm.
Yeah.
But it's, do you really know? When was the last time you looked in the app at the usual drinks that you have to truly know? Because sometimes we kind of say, it's about 3.5. Like I was saying there, gin's 3.5, isn't it? No, it's 4.
Not. Yeah, and I'd always say, get that book out. It's going to give you the generics and values. If you want a specific make, go and double check in that app. And now you can barcode scan. So much fun.
So, like, what is your favourite drink?
A well-known diet cola.
That's so boring.
Closely followed by a Sind, what's it called? Elderflower cordial with sparkling water.
Ooh.
Crushed ice and lime. Can't go wrong with an almond cappuccino.
What about yours?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of quite liking when you, again, asking people at coffee shops, right? Mm. When they've been a little bit quieter more recently. So I've been saying, right, can I just see which syrups do you use?
Mm.
And in one of my favourite coffee shops around here, they actually use one of the really super low caramel syrups.
Oh, nice.
And so I was like, actually, yeah, I will put half a sin
in that.
On
it's
that.
Worth it.
And they do have the unsweetened almond milk.
Fab.
So I do ask them to kind of weigh out for me. Oh. And they know me and they know
what to do.
That's what I like. And that, I suppose, is a bit different because I'm not going to a chain. That's a small little coffee shop. And then I look forward to that.
Mm.
That's like a treat. And I know that I'm doing everything
in
I can
right.
to minimise it. I think it's reducing the guilt, isn't it? Sometimes.
And also frees your sins up for the things that you know and you want to enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, I would be spitting feathers if I'd taken 14 sins in high juice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's like half a bottle of Prosecco almost. Or,
well, she could have had 2 more double gins almost.
Exactly. So it's knowledge, like I say, is always power. And actually, if your weight loss isn't going how you want, just doing a quick reality check of your fluid intake and what that could be costing you could just be such an easy way to refine things.
Yeah, I'd be really, really fascinated if you are listening to this and you go and do your stock check and you find that there are some mega hidden things going on. I would really, really urge you to give us a shout and
let us know.
And show us, you know, your findings.
I'm off to ring Kez. Need to let her know what's happened.
Yeah, we're going to stage an intervention.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's been drinks. Obviously, keep enjoying your food, but then hopefully enjoy your food more because then your drinks won't be...
Because you know where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to waste it as unnecessary sins.
No.
I want to squeeze every bit of enjoyment out of every sin that I have.
Free food is your friend. Take that first and you'll be right. You'll be right.
Before Anna insults another section of the UK population, we'll leave it there. And we hope that you have enjoyed this podcast with Claire, Anna and Kez.
Bye for now.